بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Enemies engineered Iran's unrest meticulously, but failed due to wrong calculations. This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution during a meeting with a number of eulogists and religious poets in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniyah. On January 12, 2023, the meeting took place one day before the anniversary of the birth of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, praise be to God, Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings be upon our Master, Prophet Muhammad, and upon his pure progeny, particularly the vestige of God remaining on the earth. I'd like to welcome everyone. The beginning of these kinds of meetings is usually in our own hands, but only God knows when they will end. The meeting today has been very good. I have truly and honestly benefited from it. The radiance and blessings from the existence of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, Sayyidatul Nisa, Siddiqatul Kubra, has filled the atmosphere here. Thank God.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The love, devotion, and enthusiasm in your pure hearts for the mother of the noble imams will surely have fundamental effects in all the things that are ahead of us in our lives, in our personal affairs, in public affairs, and in the future of this country. Being among you elegists and eulogists who recite for the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who are truly proud to be those who praise these noble human beings, the one who praises the sun praises himself. I would like to first of all remind you of the great honor you have. Be proud of this position that you have. And I want you to try and prepare this readiness in yourselves and in your audience to hear these elegies about these holy lights as much as possible. I'd like to say just a few words about the subject of elegies today. Elegies are a part of our heritage. It is the heritage of the Shia. Yes, we do not know whether Kumayt, Da'bil, and Sayyid al-Hamyari, for example, recited their elegies with melodies or not, but they would write and recite poetry and circulate the teachings of the Prophet's household. You elegists have come and turned this into a complex art.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.